And I'm going to yawn again. Oh, my goodness.
And I'm losing my voice, but we're close.
We're almost there.
So, the comic. And we are not going to cover the entire comic just because it's late and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But we'll just cover the intro because it was
the first page. Fantastic. Yeah, by itself was great. And I haven't had time to write comments on this one, so this will be, you know, just kind of a true
discussion.
A true, yeah, what are we getting out of this as I read it kind of thing. So it starts out the same as the other card. Assets, Polaris Imperative. Immediate Evaluation Directive. And then this is cool. So he says, the investigator suspects existence of Polaris assets. And the investigator, it doesn't spell this out, but given that this is the intro to the Anna Bray comic, I'm going to make an assumption that the investigator is indeed Anna Bray. We know it's a guardian from later in the card, so I'm assuming it's Anna.
Yeah.
And so then he says, non-disclosure mandate may compromise prime directive. Consider promoting investigator to authorized user. So dissecting that line, so I mean, first off, it's a good question of like, well, what is his prime directive? You know, well, okay, we do know his prime directive to win. That is, that is his prime directive, is to win.
Yeah.
And so he's essentially saying that his mandate,
if he doesn't reveal certain things, or if he keeps things hidden, it may compromise his ultimate directive,
ability,
his
prime directive.
Yeah.
So he currently is evaluating, and he sees more value in violating non-disclosure. Well, not violating it, getting around it by promoting Anna to authorized user.
Yeah, yeah. Consider promoting investigator to authorized user.
Which I assume will eventually correlate to the Anna typing on the keyboard scene from one of the trailers. I love this line, from a frozen space before sunrise, because that obviously is a direct reference to From a Red Space Before Victory from the Ghost Fragment Mysteries card.
Yeah.
Which then, I need to start asking questions like, okay, so is that where he's physically located, where his like mind is currently sitting? You know, so was he in the red space before, and now he's in a frozen? It's just interesting, but it's a cool juxtaposition to the Mysteries card.
Yeah, and then the next line says, I was alone, I am alone, I survived alone. I am made to win, and to win, I had to change. They gave me an old name and called me tyrant, but what they made me was not enough to save them. I had to change, but now I am not alone.
Yeah. So
I love that line.
I love that. This whole card is very directly tied to the Ghost Fragment Mysteries card. Because he was saying, I was alone, I am alone, I survived alone. They gave me an old name, and that's obviously in reference to, I bear an old name, it cannot be killed. They were my brothers and sisters, and their names were immortal too.
And then the end of the Mysteries Ghost Fragment says, I am made to win, and now I see the way. And so you're referencing the change. You know, he had the change.
Right.
What they made him was not enough to save them.
Because he learned from it, capital IT, being whatever caused the collapse.
I think it is funny, and it could hint at the reach that Rasputin had as well, because he says, they called me tyrant. And if I recall, that was just another, like another AI had called him.
Yep, it's the ship AI of, it's either Exodus Red or Blue, one of those ships. He converses with Rasputin for a little bit and refers to him.
Yeah, he says only the tyrant can do that.
And so, what's interesting here? Okay, this is like, the okay, what's he talking about? I had to change again. I had to change, but now I am not alone. So then you say, okay, wait, is he referring to Anna, the investigator, and she's the reason he's not alone? Or did he change somehow and incorporate something else into himself?
Yeah.
And that's a very good question.
Yeah, it's very ominous line there. Makes you think. I love this next line,
too, because Zavala says, he's broken, he's bad, I need to kill him. And so it's like, okay,
he has been just a war mind for a long time.
And so you start thinking, like, did he incorporate...
He's more than just mere machine.
Well, this is what's crazy. Again, this is real-time discussion, so these are random thoughts. So we know from Destiny 1 and from the Taken King that when the Vex encountered the darkness, they got to a point where they said, let's just worship this thing. And I'm worshiping it, and it's giving me power. And so, okay, there's a little bit of bio essence to Vex. We know that in the Radiolaria. And so that might be the reason they're able to gain power from it and worship, the fact that they're not 100% machine. But it starts making you wonder, like, okay, he's not alone. Is Rasputin emulating the Vex here and worshiping the darkness, and the darkness is now giving him power? And so
it
makes you wonder.
Well, we talked about it on our last show. You mentioned the quote from the Arecibo mission, where Rasputin mentions, you know, don't ask for things from those more powerful than you. He's essentially describing, you know, logic, you know, the logic that the Hive use with the worm gods, and you don't gain strength by giving or being given. You gain stronger, more powerful from taking, you know, and it kind of seems that he has learned possibly what that entails and become more.
Yeah. So that'd be kind of cool to find out that Rasputin is literally worshiping the darkness, and we're like,
yeah,
oh no. That's the real reason we have to kill Zol, not because he's Zol, but because Rasputin's worshiping him.
Yeah, right. This paragraph is a good one. Might be one of my. I'll just read it, but it says, the investigator, long dead, alive again, her body grafted to powers she and I do not understand, fell into the ash and was ash when I fought Titan Mach. The investigator remained ash when the world was dim, and then the gardener brought her back, but she does not look to the gardener as the others do. So this mentions, now again, like you mentioned, the mysteries card. This is a lot of that. It also mentions Rasputin 4, I think, with the,
I'm looking,
the stranger.
I'm looking right now. Okay, yeah, it's
4. I think it's 4.
It's 4. Talking to the stranger, you're not one of them. Long dead, alive again, their bodies grafted to powers they and I do not understand.
Which both those quotes are direct references to the Marathon, the old Bungie game. So a lot of Bungie fans will appreciate that, those lines. But in Marathon, the quote was, a man long dead, grafted to machines your builders did not understand. So have a Bungie throwback there.
Yeah. Some really cool references, obviously, with the this is what's kind of crazy. Like, he essentially is implying that he saw Anna Bray fall into the ash and die. Or that he knew she was there, dead, burned in the ash.
She was ash when she fought when he fought it.
Titan Amok.
Essentially.
Which is, for those who don't know, Titan Amok is when the original Greek Titan gods fought the new gods of Olympus, and the old gods did not succeed. So yeah, I also like this because the when he says the gardener brought her back to life, I mean, we've always kind of assumed that the gardener referred to in Mysteries was the Traveler.
Mm-hmm. Like this definitely
this just helps it. Confirm like okay yeah it's
yeah
the gardener is the Traveler, we get it.
Yep.
So then he says, referring to Anna, she looks to me, she has found apertures, but she has not found the source of me, not yet. So that's very interesting. And I think that's Deej hinted at the beginning of the stream that because we'd start asking like, well, how's Rasputin on Mars but also in the Cosmodrome? And this kind of answers that, where we've seen apertures of Rasputin, but we haven't found the source, you know, Rasputin. And an aperture is basically like, you know, it's an opening, a hole, like a window into. So we've seen, windows into Rasputin's mind, but we haven't actually seen it himself.
Yep. Yeah. And then the next line is, if she remembers me, she will not recognize me. Her moral formatting is inadequate to comprehend what I have become. So that's a powerful statement in many ways. One, it implies that she probably should remember her.
Right.
Or should remember him from her previous life.
Yeah, she definitely was involved. I love these words. So when it says her moral formatting is inadequate, so in computer speak, obviously, formatting is when you wipe a hard drive and then you give it a new, base. What's the right word? Logic to go off of what, so you can format it as FAT32, or you can format it as NFS, NFTS.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can
format arrangement.
And so, like, but the implication there is, it's like, wait, did the Traveler form, like, and this goes back to those kind of dark questions of like, wait, are we still the same people, or did the Traveler kind of overwrite us when it resurrected us and format us with its own morals and its own purposes?
Yeah, almost goes back to, if you're watching like the zombie movie, like when zombies come back, is who they were still there, or are they just this different, completely different source now? Are we zombies in a sense where we have there's nothing about us that is what we were before, or is there still some part of our previous life within us?
Are they all just, exactly. and then those questions get directly to what she's trying to answer, She has the name badge, so in theory she knows who she was before. But is she still that person, or is she someone else chasing a ghost?
And then it makes me wonder, like, what he could become, where what he's become that would be too much for her to comprehend now, but not perhaps not before,
Right. And so then this cryptic line at the end again, I will permit her to approach, but only so far. I am no longer alone. And so again,
it kind of is like, is he no longer alone because he's letting her
approach?
Or is that why he's only letting her come so far? Is because he's got something else or someone else there.
Exactly. So I like that ambiguity, and obviously we'll figure it out in the campaign. I mean, this big question, I think it really is going to be, is Zol an enemy of Rasputin, or is Zol, are him and Rasputin buddies?
Right. Yeah, I think, and that's, I keep hearing a lot of comments, like, I hope they answer this question. I hope they talk about this, since, honestly, I'm sure they will. It's like, I don't think they would ask these questions or put these thoughts in our head and then not discuss them or leave them completely open.
Yeah. I have a note when I was poring over all the Owl Sector stuff, where a few Clovis Bray things where they said, like, Clovis Bray destroys the world to remake it in their own image. So, people, when you go through the Owl Sector notes, there's this whole theme of, oh, the golden age might not really have been so golden. Ikora says, or no, Ikora. Sometimes I wonder if anything good came from Clovis Bray. Their halls are bright, and yet their records can be so dark. Let's see what else it says. Anything else? And then we already read that quote. But yeah, so like there's this theme throughout all of the Owl Sector that as bright and gleaming as Clovis Bray appeared on the surface, they were very bad underneath.
Yeah, and we get that from the little snippets we get from the Siva fragments we collected.
Right.
And then some of the Clovis Bray cards where, you know, there was this, it's kind of what you saw on the outside, you know, where Siva, it's going to increase or help colonization. It's going to make us, prepare for the new worlds better, faster. And then the back door was, and they're going to be defensive. They're going to be machines of war. They're going to be deadly. You know, right. There's always this underside that wasn't the public, on perception. Display.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even the exos, we don't know. Mm-hmm. We don't know yet, but obviously it was probably, you know, publicity was, oh, you know, extend your lifespan or, you know, gain 10 times the strength of a normal man, like all these, you know, fancy, like improve yourself things, when really it's like, we're building an army of subservient exos. And the reason I say subservient is because when talking about the stranger, Rasputin obviously refers to her. He's like, you're not one of mine, meaning he had definitely some control over exos.
Yeah.
Which is funny. Like, it's funny because when this DLC was first kind of being announced, I was like, exos, we're going to learn all about exos. And like, the more we've learned about it, I'm like, actually, we probably aren't going to learn anything about exos.
Yeah. Probably not too much on this one.
Like, we probably won't even get remotely close, which is okay. You know, I mean, we, on a high level, we know where they came from. Clovis Bray basically invented them and came up with a process to store, you know, digitize people's thoughts. And like, I mean, we basically know what happened. It's just, it'd be nice to actually have it spelled out. But
yeah.
But yeah, and then Anna, obviously, she's not an exo, but she's got those cool enhancements.
It's cool optics.
Yeah, she makes me think of General Lanshu. Because I always talked about, like, the general flying. She's like, I could feel, you know, blah, blah, blah on my sensors, on the wings. Or, like, I could see, like, the way the language of the card talks about, like, you're like, oh, is she an exo? Mm-hmm. But then there's other parts of the card that talk about, if I remember right, her flesh and bones and things. And you're like, okay, well, she's not an exo because exos don't have that. And now I'm like, oh, she probably had kind of these augments like Anna has, where all the employ of the Clovis Bray Corporation probably had these type of augments to enhance.
Yeah.
Which would be a cool in-game thing. You know, perk. See 9 times further. Run sprint speed 3x because we've got a cool Clovis Bray enhancement built into the armor.
That would be cool. Yeah, I'm really curious to see if they do anything really cool with the gear that we get from Clovis.
Right. Because, like, I know, I want unique perks. Like, I always liked Armamentarium, and they're not super effective, obviously, but just that unique perk of, like, oh, like, the tech in them, you know, allows it to absorb melee energy and then, like, blow it back at its opponents. So I hope that kind of, yeah, the Clovis tech armor and weapons have kind of unique perks. So, but whatever, we'll see. All right. Wow, I have to get my kids to school soon.
Yeah, I think it's time for bed.
I have to actually go to bed and then be able to wake up on time to get people to school. Fun stuff.
And only, hashtag dad life.
Yeah. And only like 2 days now till the DLC, which means
Should be. Sleep. Next time you talk to us, we'll be playing this DLC, most likely.
Yeah, so then sleep tomorrow so I can stay up all night the next four nights.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we'll probably... Yeah, we could record again maybe this next weekend after we've had a chance to kind of digest the campaign or whatever's going on.
Yep. Exactly. Put some things together. Hopefully get some answers and report back.
Yeah. Oh, I'm yawning again. All right. To those of you listening, if you're not asleep yet, we'll bid you adieu so you can go to bed. Yeah. Cool. This was fun.
Yeah.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.